Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final score with
Eric. How about them Cowboys saw ya?
And I'm the new elected mayor for Giants Nation, Matthew Batesmore.
And Stevie Reno Fly.
What's up, guys? Final Score is back again tonight. And man, one of my favorite shows that we do of the year, the NFL mock draft for 2024. NFL draft tomorrow night, live from Detroit, Michigan. Detroit Rock City, like Kiss used to say. So guys, we're going to do our little mock draft tonight. And this is going to be like a double episode. I know we're going live with this one tonight, but we also did I did another episode with Gaddis Hodges early in the week. That's going to come out tomorrow as well, maybe later tonight. I'm going to try to get both of these out later tonight. We're gunning for our goal. Any of these guys, including myself and Gaddis, if we get six right, we'll set the record this year. That was what we figured out the record was, me and Gaddis. And here my dog's getting excited about it. With me tonight, besides the dogs, the dog pounds in the house, like Snoop Dogg used to say. Maybe they'll hush in a second. Excuse me, guys. Hold on. Let me see. We got any comments coming in yet? No. Hush, please. Jeez. Sounds like the here comes Jerry Jones. Never mind. He wouldn't have paid.
Come on now.
With me, as always, tonight is Matthew Batesmore. What's up, Matthew?
Who let the dogs out? You know that song, Stevie?
Yeah, I do know that song, but
what's up, Stevie? How you doing, man?
I ain't a big fan of that song. That song got old quick.
It's annoying.
Yeah, very annoying.
How you been, Stevie?
Been good. How about you, bud?
I've been doing good, man. Taking day by day, same old, same old.
Same old, same old.
That's right.
And in the upper right corner for the block, I'll take, how about them Cowboys, Eric Sawyer? What's up, buddy?
What's going on, buddy? You in Cleveland Brown Stadium, man, in the dog pound.
You know what? They'd find a way to screw it up like they always do.
No, they just want something to say, too.
What?
They want something to say, too, once in a while.
Cleveland always. I've been watching Cleveland for a long time, and they've found a way to screw up the best situations they've ever been in. Never been to a Super Bowl. And every time they get a good team, it seems like they screw it up somehow. So get ready for it. They got a good team right now. Get ready for them to screw it up somehow. So tomorrow night, I think it starts at 8 o'clock, but it's pre-draft festivities start all afternoon, I'm pretty sure. But the news going around the league, there's been some breaking news this afternoon. Eric, you should be happy about this. Cowboys pick up the fifth-year option of Michael Parsons. So I know you're happy about that. The Cowboys finally done something, some kind of action out there. I mean, what's your thoughts on Micah staying a Cowboy?
Tickled to death.
At least for one more year.
Yeah, I would like to see him be a Dallas Cowboy for life, but you know how that goes. I mean, you got them players you really want to keep for the whole time, and Michael Parsons is definitely a game changer that I – definitely one on my football team.
Yeah, I would definitely try to keep him as much as I can. And Matthew,
not
to be outdone, there's some rumors going around about your boys. I don't know if you've heard this or not. It is reported on thescore.com that the Giants are looking to trade up, move up in the draft, and possibly their target,
Drake May. Yep. And when we get to our mock draft later, you're going to see something from me anyway.
I'm going to see something. Oh, God. I don't want to do that. Please don't show me nothing like that, bud.
You don't see a check?
Nah.
Y'all
killing me now. What y'all going to do with old Danny Dimes sitting over there on the bench?
I think what they're gonna do is keep Danny Hurt a lot and
Hurt a lot.
Yeah, I think we're gonna keep him, which is fine, and then let Drake May or whoever we select stand back for about a year or two, and then when we're gonna cut Daniel Jones and next season or season after.
So the Lions signed St. Brown, made him the highest paid wide receiver in football today. Penei Sewell is also extended. So they're working on keeping their young guys around for a while. Trey Hendrickson from the Bengals had just requested a trade from the Bengals. Sounds like all of them are requesting trades from the Bengals, but they did Bengals did exercise the option to extend Ja'Marr Chase's contract. So that was a good move there. Anything else going on? Jerry Jones says, we want Dak Prescott. That's that.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut on now.
I got you. I got you. You go. You all right. You cool with me. All right. So, Matthew, last year was Matthew's first mock draft. This year is Eric's first mock draft with us, so we're going to get right into it. On the clock, the Chicago Bears are on the clock. And hold on, let me get my pen so I can write down what you boys guess up here. All right, so the Bears on the clock. I'm going to Mr. Sawyer. What's the Bears' pick in the first round, the number one overall pick?
That's a no-brainer. Trading Justin Fields, Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, University of Southern California.
Yeah. This pen don't work. I've got Caleb as my number one pick. I think it's a no-brainer, but we have to check with the Giants fan. Speaking of no-brains, we have to check with the Giants fan down here. Well, who you got, Matthew?
Michael Penix Jr. Caleb Williams.
You just made Deion happy.
Of course, no brainer. Even people with no brains know, like me. Bears gonna draft Caleb Williams.
Did y'all hear? Deion's turning into what's that guy's name? LaVar Ball. Wants to pick where his kids and his players go in the draft, who he allows his players and his sons to be drafted by. I'm like, Lord, get a grip, Deion. You are not that important. I think this is a no brainer here. I mean, like you said, with Fields being gone, I don't even know who the other quarterbacks are over there with Chicago right now. But yeah, it's a no-brainer, Caleb Williams. And we get some comments coming in here. Some y'all mean LGBTQB1. Who is that?
That's got to be Ashley Taylor talking about Dolphins.
No, that's a Taylor, but it's not Ashley. Cole Taylor.
Oh Lord.
Abron, give me Bo Nix, number one. And then, Spencer Rattler. So, these are being ridiculous picks here. So, with the number two pick, the Washington Commanders on the clock. Matthew, who you got? I don't know him.
Hold on one second. Hold on. Eric, go ahead.
I got you.
I'm going Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU. I think Washington's going to need a quarterback that can scramble, which I know Drake May can scramble to a certain extent, but he's not got Jaden Daniels speed, so I think the Commanders go with the Jaden Daniels route.
I also had Jaden Daniels going number two as well, a little more athletic than Drake May, and I think it's a good pick by Washington. You good down there, Matthew?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But I also got Washington go with LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels.
Okay. So we're nobody's disagreeing with anything so far. I think that's going to change in a little bit.
Next.
All right, number three. the Patriots on the clock. Matthew, I'm going to let you take this one first.
All right. I think my man Trader Joe Shane is going to make some moves and move up. Is it move up or move down?
Who are we talking about now?
New York Giants. I think they're going to
you think they're going to move up to number three, huh?
Yep, from the sixth to number three and from the Patriots and get Drake May from UNC.
I hear you. Giants trade.
Because the Patriots are definitely taking offers. And I know Giants are – I know they say Daniel Jones is going to be our quarterback. And he probably is. But we're going to definitely need another one. So we need to get him prepared for the next couple of years and then put Drake May in.
So you just need to get him prepared when he gets – when – Daniel Jones gets hurt again, right?
Yeah, that or I'm going to cut him.
All right. What about you, Eric? What you got there at number three with the Patriots?
I got the Patriots staying with the third pick and the Patriots drafting, what Matthew said, drafting Drake May, quarterback, UNC. I think Drake May is a good quarterback to build a team around, and the Patriots, as we know, is trash. So
let's trash.
Since Tom Brady left, they haven't been good. And I think Drake May is a good young quarterback to, you know, lean on and maybe build something around.
Yeah, I've got them taking Drake May there. They're staying there and taking Drake May as well. So nothing different so far. So,
Steve. No,
yo.
Just let me say real quick, as a Carolina fan, how cool would it be? I like Daniel Jones, but how cool would it be for us to get a Duke quarterback that doesn't work out and we bring in a Carolina Tar Heel quarterback and go to the Super Bowl?
I know fiction can be fun, but, you know, okay.
But how cool would that be as a Carolina fan, Eric?
I mean, that would be good. I wouldn't want to.
It wouldn't be cool for Eric as a Cowboy fan.
I wouldn't want to see you go to the Super Bowl. And I would hope the Cowboys would beat you both times we play, but I would like to see him get an overall better record than Daniel Jones. I would like that.
Yeah.
All right. Number four pick, Arizona Cardinals. Who you got, Mr. Sawyer?
I think this is the best non-quarterback in the draft. What is easy? I mean, he's better than his dad, if you ask me. Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State.
All right, Matthew.
I also think the quarterback trend is going to end here, and Arizona's going to go with Marvin Harrison Jr.
All right, so like I said, I did my draft early in the week with Gas, and this is one of the this is probably the biggest that I pulled out of the draft here. I got the Vikings trading their pick here that I think they got 13, both of their first round picks to the Cardinals. And they move up and get a quarterback they've got their eye on, J.J. McCarthy from Michigan. So you're not the only one that can pull a trade in here, Matthew. Don't think you are. All right. Number five, the Los Angeles Chargers. Who you got, Matthew?
I think the Vikings are going to trade up from the Chargers here. And get
you
JJ.
You made that up so you could try to top me. That's what it was.
No, I got it on my computer if you don't see it. I can turn the camera on.
Nah, that's okay.
I think Vikings going to move up and get J.J. McCarthy. They've been having his eyes on him since the end of the season when they got rid of Kirk Cousins. Yeah, and I think it'll be a good fit. I really do think it'll be a good fit. I wouldn't want J.J. McCarthy on my team, but
like hold I said, on. Hold on, yeah. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You just said what now?
I wouldn't want J.J. McCarthy on my team.
Okay. So you'd want Drake May on your team.
Yep.
But you wouldn't want the man that just got admission to a national championship undefeated season.
That was okay. Both of them are about similar though. Drake May is only see. This is the problem I got with Drake May. Then I go to J.J. McCarthy. The only problem I got with Drake May is he's only started for a couple years, a couple seasons as a first string. J.J. McCarthy, I just don't think he's that athletic.
I will say this. I will say this about J.J. McCarthy. What would bother me about him? J.J. McCarthy played with one of the biggest lines
in
college football. And chances are he might not have a better line in wherever he goes this year than he did at Michigan last year.
And he had two running backs.
Yeah, Dolphins on top is saying he got carried to the natty by his running backs.
I agree. And that's what I mean. Like, I don't think he's that athletic. And he had it handed to him. Like, he had it too easy.
Hold on, though. I hate to interrupt you. Well, how athletic was Tom Brady?
Whew. No, yeah, you're right there.
Not a bit.
But his whole career, he also had – you couldn't touch him. Ain't nobody could sack him. If you did, you got lucky.
Well, I mean –
I don't know.
I'm trying to keep you on your toes here, trying to give you a counterpoint to every point you make. I'm picking on you today, Mr.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. So you're saying who was the number five pick? The Vikings move up and take who?
J.J. McCarthy.
Okay, so the Vikings take J.J. All right, Eric, who you got?
I got the Chargers staying here because they had no receivers. So they're going to draft Malik Nabers, LSU, wide receiver.
All right. And you, with Minnesota moving up ahead of the Chargers and taking McCarthy, I've got the Chargers taking Marvin Harrison Jr. You know, I'm with Eric. No receivers. Herbert needs some help. Don't be surprised. You know, we got Jim Harbaugh doing his first draft in a while. Don't be surprised if maybe he would trade back and try to get an offensive lineman to protect Herbert. But I think right now your most pressing need is wide receiver in with the Chargers right now. So this is a good wide receiver class. So you could probably get a good wide receiver second round. But you know, how can you pass up Marvin Harrison Jr. if he falls in your lap? All right. Oh, good Lord. Sixth pick, the New York Giants on the clock. Matthew, I'll let you take this one first.
So I said the Giants are going to move up.
Trade.
Third, yep. Okay, so now the Patriots is going to select Malik Nabers out of LSU.
Okay. All right. Eric.
I got the Giants selecting Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
I like that too.
Yeah, I've got them taking Nabers. The Giants staying here taking Nabers as well.
I like both of them.
Gattis actually had y'all picking, and this is going to make Matthew mad. No lie, Gattis had y'all picking J.J. McCarthy here.
Come on, Gattis.
All right, I don't know what's going on in the manifest.
Hey, I was just about to say that, but you never know. You never know.
You never could know what they might be doing. All right.
I'm going to get a quick break right now. I got to use the restroom.
All right, so me and Matthew will talk about the Giants right here for a second. Okay, so what – for as far as the Giants, they've got a lot of needs. Could you see them going to offensive lineman here, maybe a Joe Alt here?
I would love Joe Alt, and I would not be opposed to going offensive lineman because all the fans, most of the Giants fans, want a quarterback because they want to repeat the cycle of a ruined offensive line and just go with a quarterback and then continue the cycle. But I'm not. I would rather go for an offensive line here. And I like Joe Alt. Go for one? Yeah, I would.
Okay.
What I think. We said why?
I said, yeah, I'm surprised to hear you say that. What reasoning would it be that you'd rather go offensive lineman here?
Because I think the core of a good offense is the offensive line. If you can protect your quarterback with a mediocre quarterback, you can still get points on the board.
Okay.
And I know some people don't think that way, but I think, like I said, offensive line is your core in a football team.
I got you, bud. I hear you loud and clear.
If you build around the fence line, you're good.
Yep. So the number 7 pick, Tennessee Titans on the clock. I'll let Eric take this one first.
Is he back?
Yep. I got the Tennessee Titans selection. Joe Alt, offensive tackle, Notre Dame. I think that's a safe pick.
Yeah, this is probably, besides pick number 1, this is probably the easiest pick in the draft. The Giants definitely need some offensive linemen. And Joe Alt, man, this guy is huge. And we got the Notre Dame pedigree for offensive linemen. Yeah, I think Joe Alt goes here. What about you, Matthew?
I also think Joe Alt is going to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, this is a pretty much a no-brainer right here, too. Number 8, Atlanta Falcons. What you got, Matthew?
I think Atlanta is going with the edge rusher out of Alabama. It's Dallas Turner.
You're copying my freaking draft board, what you're doing, ain't
you? Yeah. Thank you for sending me the photo of it before the show.
All right.
We're going 3 for 3 there because I've got the same thing, Dallas Turner, Ed Rusher, Alabama.
Yeah, this is, and believe it or not, I think we went 7 picks and was all offense the first 7 picks. So this will be the first defense pick. Gattis and myself had the same. Will it happen? Maybe not. You know, there's going to be a lot going on that first 6 or 7 picks, but our consensus pick is Dallas Turner. All right, number 9, Chicago Bears. Eric.
I'm going Chicago Bears select. I hope I don't mess this guy's name up. Bears offensive tackle, J.C. Latham.
Yeah, Alabama.
And I think they're gonna need a good tackle. You crazy not to get line after you just draft a quarterback for the first pick. I mean, your next pick either's got to be offensive line or receiver. And I feel like the Bears got plenty of receiver hit with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, at least to start off the core.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Matthew, who you got?
Well, I think the Chicago Bears are going to add another wide receiver to their core, along with DJ Moore and them. But they're going to go with Rome Odunze out of Washington.
Okay. Rome Odunze. See, I would have them going defensive side. Had him going Leatu Latu, defensive end from UCLA. Gattis had Malik Nabers. So he's thinking wide receiver too, Matthew. All right. Number 10, New York Jets on the clock. Matthew, you get the other New York team too.
That's the worst New York team. I think they're going to go for offensive tackle from Alabama. It's J.C. Latham.
Okay. Eric?
I'm going with one of my favorite players last year to watch in college, tight end Brock Bowers, Georgia. Yeah.
That is exactly who I've got up for me and Gas both. Yeah, this is if this guy follows to you right here, I mean, if he falls to anybody after all of these picks right here, he's going to be a great pickup. Gattis actually said I'll make this prediction right now. Brock Bowers, offensive rookie of the year next year.
That's very good possibility.
Yeah, I mean, you just look at what he did, what he meant to that Georgia offense when he was out injured. They weren't the same. And when they needed a big play, that's who they went to. And the fact of the matter is, everybody that was playing him knew they were going to go to him when they needed a big play, and he still got it done. So, yeah, I think this is Aaron Rodgers gets a weapon like that. That's going to be impressive. Donnie Mullen in the house. Evening, fellas. And he's got the Eagles GM as his profile picture right now. Yeah, you're going to need that Eagles guy to work out some deals to fix what went wrong the second half of the year last year. Okay, number 11. Who was this actually? Was this pick? Because this may be where the Vikings were here. Okay, the Vikings were here. All right, Vikings at number 11. Who you got, Eric?
I've got the Vikings, like I said, on the urge. They want to move. They want to move bad. But I've got the Vikings just sitting there and saying, okay, we're getting lucky. We're going to draft J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, Michigan. I mean, they just get lucky. That's the quarterback that they want. And you know how that works out sometimes. I just feel like Vikings is the lucky team this year that they don't have to move up, and J.J. McCarthy is going to fall right to them.
Mm. Yeah. They may get that lucky. Who knows? I don't see it happen, but maybe. All right, Matthew, what about you?
I think Minnesota's going to move up, so this pick will be from the Chargers. And I know I'm going to butcher this guy's name, but he's an offensive tackle out of Oregon State, Talisa Fiaga.
Yeah, you didn't do so bad, but I butchered it too the other day when I was doing this. So didn't do any worse than I did, that's for sure. This is where I had one of the Cardinals getting this pick from the Vikings, and I had him taking Roma Dunze, wide receiver from Washington. Gaddis had the Patriots here. Olu Fashuna, fashion of whatever his name is. We're butchering all these names, guys. You'll know who it is when you see him. So that's who we had. Broncos on the clock. Now, Broncos made a couple moves this week. And I guess the one that got the biggest headline was trading for Zach Wilson. And, you know, there was a lot of talk between me and Eric. And I know Eric texted me and said, Zach Wilson to the Broncos. And he said, that kind of messes up my draft board. I said, well, it shouldn't, because if you had a quarterback going to Denver at that pick, you need to keep a quarterback at that pick. Because Zach Wilson, all I got to do is say, Broncos offensive coordinators, watch your wives here. Watch your wives and your mamas too, because he might be hitting on them. He likes the older ladies. Who you got here? Who was it? Eric. Who you got, Eric?
I got my first trade on mine.
Uh-oh.
I got the Buffalo Bills moving up to trade to the Broncos to get – I might butcher this guy's name. Adonai Mitchell, the wide receiver from Texas. The guy that's really good to replace Stephon Diggs because he's scared that these other guys are going to go ahead and jump in front of him to get the number one receiver that they need.
Okay. All right, Matthew.
I got Denver Broncos going edge rusher from UCLA, Leidu Ladu.
Gesundheit.
What'd you say?
Nothing. I didn't say that.
Okay, I thought so.
y'all are killing me with this because Denver needs a quarterback. This quarterback room, guys, Ben DiNucci, Jarrett Stidham, and Zach Wilson are your three quarterbacks in the quarterback room. That is by far the worst quarterback room in football. On paper, on the field, all of it. That is the worst quarterback room in football.
Stevie, Zach Wilson is an elite quarterback.
Yeah, he's elite, all right.
Yeah.
He's had his moments. Somebody had a highlight video of him And it, and they said it progressively gets worse as the highlights go on. And there was one against the Cowboys where Michael Parsons is chasing him. He's running for his life. And no lie, Zach Wilson throws it right to a Cowboys defender. I mean, it was nobody else around. He just throws it. I mean, like, he ain't getting me. He could have ran out of bounds. He throws it right to it. You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of a worse Sam Darnold. But Sam Darnold had his moments, but Zach Wilson reminds me of a worse Sam Darnold. And I got him taking Bo Nix here from Oregon. And Gattis had him taking Michael Penix Jr. right here, a quarterback. But yeah, Broncos are not having too much of it. I mean, think about it, guys. The Jets sent Wilson and a 7th-round pick for a 6th-round pick and said, we'll pay half his salary if you take him. So, and the Broncos wouldn't take him until they said, we'll pay half his salary. So, yeah, Zach Wilson is not going to be the next John Elway in Denver. I promise you that. Number 13, the Las Vegas Raiders. All right, Eric, you're up.
Las Vegas Raiders select cornerback, Alabama, Tarion Arnold.
Okay.
I think that's a good quality pick for the Raiders.
Okay. All right. What you got, Matthew?
I think they're going to be going for Troy Fautanu out of Washington.
Look, I actually get a compliment every once in a while. Aiden Buren, great minds think alike, Steve-O. So evidently he had Bo Nix going too. Every once in a while I get a compliment from some people. May not be off. Gattis had Fontanu going too. I had Michael Penix going. I think you got Minshew mania as your quarterback with the Raiders, and he'll win you some games. It's kind of like me and Gattis talking about Jacoby Brissett. He may not can get you to the Super Bowl, but he can win you some games. And the same thing goes with Gardner Minshew here. And look, is Jacoby Brissett becoming the next Ryan Fitzpatrick? He going to play for every team in the NFL? I mean, this is his second stint with the Patriots, but, man, has he been around to some teams.
And he's the perfect. I mean, I don't care what nobody said. That dude is the perfect. He's not the perfect starting quarterback. He is the perfect second-string quarterback because you don't really bad when he comes in. Like, all right, Jacoby Brissett can win us some games.
Yeah. Yep.
He's a good second-string backup.
I agree. All right. Number 14, the Saints are on the clock. Matthew, who you got the Saints taking?
I think the Saints are going to go for an offensive tackle from Penn State and golly day.
Yeah, I picked the same one. I want to hear this.
All right, hold on. Illuminati? No. Hold on. Illuminua Loshadu.
Yeah,
Lufashanu.
I ain't saying it again. That's who I picked too.
you say it. Go ahead.
No, I've said it once already. All right, Eric, who you got?
And the Saints, the offensive tackle, the one Matthew said, Talese Fuaga.
Yeah, okay. You got Fuaga going there.
Yeah, Fuaga going to the New Orleans Saints.
Gattis had a Marius Sims going there, so. We'll see.
Okay, I've had him Chargers. Okay.
All right. 15th pick, the Colts on the clock. Eric, who you got?
I got Colts selecting cornerback Toledo, Quinyon Mitchell.
Okay.
Yep. Cornerback.
I tell you, Matthew.
I think both of y'all have already picked this guy. I got him so far. I got him later because I've heard, and that's all I can go by with this. But he's kind of small. But I think the Colts are going to go for a Georgia tight end, Brock Bowers.
Yeah. So what did you hear about him? He's kind of small.
Yeah, I heard he was small. But like I said,
he ain't small, dude. I don't know who told you that. I know that's all you can go by, but whoever told you that is, he's a big boy.
He's a bulldog playing for the Bulldogs.
Yes, sir. He's a big boy. But I had Terry and Arnold going here from Alabama. Eric had picked him earlier. Gaddis also had Quinyon Mitchell going there to the Colts. So we'll see which ones get it right. The Seahawks at number 16. Matthew.
I think they're going to go for an edge rusher from Florida State. Seattle Seahawks pick Gerard Verse.
I got him coming up later. All right, Eric, who you got?
I got Seahawks picking offensive tackle Troy Fontenot.
I had him earlier. And I had him picking that Fuaga guy that y'all both picked earlier.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes. Almost through the half. Well, we're over halfway now.
All right. Move it along. Pretty
Jacksonville
good.
Jaguars on the clock. Eric, who you got?
I don't know if I'm saying this guy. Is it? I'm saying cornerback from Iowa. Cooper, is it DeJean or DeJean?
DeJean.
Yeah, cornerback. And I think that guy's a stud, man. He's a stud.
The only thing that holds some people back, the reason I think he's going to go a little bit later is that he broke his leg recovering from that. But I'm like you, Eric. This guy can do a little bit of everything. I would love to have him back there in the secondary with Minkah Fitzpatrick at Pittsburgh. I think if he follows to you, if you got any kind of even a little bit of a need in the secondary, you pick this guy up because I think he's going to be something special. All right, Matthew, who you got Jaguars taking?
This guy, I think, I won't be surprised if he gets picked sooner because I think he's an underdog. But wide receiver from LSU, Brian Thomas Jr.
Okay. Gaddis had him going there too. So Jacksonville right now. How much longer do you give Trevor Lawrence to Jacksonville if they don't make a splash? I mean, you didn't make the playoffs last year. You feel you really went downhill the second half of the season, almost not quite as bad as the Eagles did, but I mean, you had a epic fall after you posted on Twitter, playoff tickets go on sale, so-and-so, and then you blew a big lead and blew that division. I mean, how much longer you give Trevor Lawrence there at Jacksonville?
2 more years.
I'll give him longer than that. I say this now. I said it before, and I'm probably biting really digging myself in the hole right here. But I believe Trevor Lawrence, he can be the next great NFL quarterback, but he hasn't gotten to the right, I reckon. I don't know if he would say system or the right concept or whatever. Yeah, but Trevor Lawrence, to me, people can call him overrated. I just feel like he's good. I feel like Trevor Lawrence is a stud. He just ain't had no luck.
You guys realize the year he was picked number one, I think it was 2021, There was 5 quarterbacks picked in the first round. He's the only one that is still with his team. The other 4, all 4 of those first round picks have been traded for a day 2 or 3 draft pick.
That's crazy.
Justin Fields. Let's see. It was Justin Fields, Mac Jones, Zach Wilson. Who was the other? God, I can't think of
is
the other.
Trey Lance got drafted.
Trey Lance. Yeah, that's the one. So that great quarterback class has turned out to be not so great. Not so great because you got Mac Jones is actually Trevor Lawrence's backup now. So you got Jacksonville has 2 quarterbacks from the first round of the 2021 draft on their roster right now. Yeah, I mean, okay. To be fair, Trevor was playing through injuries. I get that. But guess what, guys? back in the day, and we bring this up right off, and back in the day, you gave a quarterback the benefit of the doubt for a while. If you drafted him in the first round or first pick, you gave him the benefit of the doubt. He had a long leash. Now, quarterbacks on a short leash, even if you get drafted in the first round, they don't give you that chance like they used to. You got to produce, and you got to produce quick. So, all right, number 18, 18th pick, Cincinnati Bengals. And let's see, who was first last time? Eric, Matthew, you go first this time.
Cincinnati Bengals going for wide receiver out of Georgia, Ladd McConkey.
Wow. I sure didn't see that coming up.
You didn't see that one coming?
I didn't see him coming in the first round. No.
I do. He's good. I mean, he's
good, but I mean,
we'll I think see. He's also an underdog.
Okay. All right, Eric, who you got?
Cincinnati Bengals select Byron Murphy, defensive lineman, Texas.
Stud. Yep. Right there. If he falls in your lap right here, then that's good. I had him taking J.C. Latham from Alabama. Right. You guys talked about it earlier. All right. 19th pick, the L.A. Rams. Eric, who you got?
Matthew called him earlier, and I think this guy is an absolute monster. And I think I might even go out crazy on this one. I might even call him the defensive rookie of the year. I'm going Latu, the guy that played for
you. Yeah. Penn State.
Yeah.
Talking about a stud, he's a stud too.
Yeah, he can play.
Yeah.
Who you got, Matthew?
We're on Rams, right?
We're on the Rams, yeah.
All right. I think they're going to go for Byron Murphy out of Texas.
That is my pick as well. That's my pick as well. Byron Murphy. I think you got to have Aaron Donald's gone.
Yep.
You got to have somebody to fill in that hole. And they had a rookie from last year up there that that was pretty good, but can he do it by himself? He's going to need some help up there. Byron Murphy's there. They got to pick him. All right. Huh. 20th pick, Pittsburgh Steelers. Who you got, Matthew? I'm letting you go first because this is such a great pick right here.
Yeah, poor thing. Whoever goes to him, I feel bad. Yeah, poor thing. I think Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon State.
I will agree with you. I will be happy if they pick him.
Yeah,
we have a reputation of centers we pick in the first round that end up being Hall of Famers and soon to be Hall of Famers. Marquise Pouncey is going to be a Hall of Famer. Mike Webster from the Steelers of the 70s, Dermoni Dawson, who was a big, great center for the Steelers in the 80s and 90s. But, yeah, I hope we get this guy right here. We need a center. All right, Eric, who you got?
You got two?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I got Steelers getting lucky. I mean, they done good in free agency, and Steelers getting lucky, and this guy fall to them with Marius Mims, offensive tackle, Georgia.
I wouldn't complain about that at all. You know, you'd have Broderick Thomas and Mims, Georgia teammates playing with each other again on the line. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. All right. 21st pick, Cole Taylor, get ready. The Miami Dolphins. Who you got, Eric?
I got my second trade.
Uh-oh.
I got the Kansas City Chiefs trading with the Dolphins to move up to draft wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr., LSU. I just think I'm kind of thinking with Buffalo here, with Kansas City, don't get me wrong, they won the Super Bowl, but you need a lot of wide receiver help. And you're seeing teams going to come up here that's going to want to grab, if a good wide receiver falls, they're going to, especially the Vikings coming up with the 23rd pick, they're going to want to go ahead and get the receiver that they want, and they just don't want to, you know, teams to get them before, and they go ahead and move up and draft wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr., LSU.
I hear you. All right, Matthew.
I think this guy will fit very well in Miami's defense. But out of Penn State, Chop Robinson.
Pork Chop Robinson.
Pork Chop.
Pork chops and applesauce. I went defense, but you know, you Dolphins had a big blow when they lost Christian Wilkins, and yep. I got them taking a defensive tackle out of Illinois, Johnny Newton.
All right,
Donnie Mullen. I don't know if you're still out there listening. Your boy's on the clock. The Philadelphia Eagles on the clock, and I know how big a fan Matthew is of these guys, so I'm gonna let Matthew take this one first.
I thought it was another Matthew. Okay, I think they're going to go for offensive tackle from Georgia, Amarius Mims.
You're copying my paper.
Yeah. Thank you for sending me the picture.
All right, Eric, who you got?
I got, which I think is a great pick, and I hate that he goes to the Philadelphia Eagles, as cornerback Nate Wiggins, Clemson.
Yeah.
I think that's a good pick. I hate to say it. He goes to Philadelphia, and he's a stud as a corner.
Nate Wiggins. All right. Cardinals. Well, no, the Vikings are actually here, right?
The Vikings are supposed to be here, but I think you traded.
Yeah, I had the Cardinals getting a pick for that so they can move up. So, Vikings on the clock. Who you got, Eric?
Vikings draft wide receiver, Georgia, Ladd McConkey.
Oh, wow.
I think they got him going there, using him as kind of like a Adam Thielen type receiver. So,
wow. Y'all think a lot of the McConkey guy. I like him, but I don't know if he's not in my first round. Who you got, Matthew?
I this is the trade that Vikings moved up from, so this is going to be the Chargers have this pick, and I think they're going to go offensive tackle out of Duke. He's a stud too, Graham Barton.
I would say this about Barton. I was torn between Powers Johnson and Barton with the Pittsburgh pick. I think either one of them would be good, but hey, it was hard to pick between those two, but I had him taking pork chop and applesauce here. Chop Robinson here. Gaddis had Brian Murphy here. So, let's see.
Uh-oh.
Who's next? How about the Cowboys?
We're going all in.
Drew Pearson going to come out again. All right, Eric. Let you have your boys. Who you got your boys taking at 24?
I got Walton Dallas to draft.
Walton.
Just said Graham Barton, but I've got Dallas going. They want to make sure they get the offensive tackle position right.
Uh-huh.
I'm not mad with this pick at all. I really wish they would kind of get like a running back or another maybe a skill receiver, but I'm not mad at this pick at all, and we need another tackle with Tyron Smith leaving. We're going offensive tackle, Tyler Guyton, Oklahoma.
That's who I got.
Oh, copying off his paper now, huh?
Oklahoma.
Yeah, I got him taking Fotanu from Washington. He's a guard, too. I think we're all offensive line, though. 25th pick, the Green Bay Packers. I know that's a bad, bad memory for Eric up there. But let Matthew go first on this one. Who you got, Matthew?
I think they're going for cornerback Quinion Mitchell.
All right, Eric, who you got?
Packers getting the guy that I said I wanted them to get, Dallas to get. Got them getting Graham Barton from the offensive lineman.
I had the Packers getting Cooper DeJean here. I mean, he may go higher, but whoever gets him, this is one of my – I have my favorite picks in each draft, and this is my favorite pick in the draft right here. I think this guy's going to be a star. I mean, really a superstar. All right. Tampa Bay on the clock. Eric, what you got?
Oh, let's make my buddy Aiden Buren happy here. We're going to get Pope Chop Robinson, Penn State. I think if he falls there and Buccaneers, they're going best available player, they're going to get Pope Chop Robinson.
I got you. What about you, Matthew?
I also think another cornerback is coming next. Cornerback out of Alabama, Tarion Arnold.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought you were getting mine again. Copying me.
I figured I'd switch it up.
I know who you about to say, Reno.
Yeah. We ain't talking about Camden White here. We ain't talking about Camden White, but the best name in the draft this year from cornerback from Alabama, Kool-Aid McKinstry coming to Tampa Bay. There you go, Aiden. That's who you got. That's who your boys are going to pick up. Gaddis had Nate Wiggins, so he had cornerback help there too. All right, 27th pick. Who is this pick?
That's the Cardinals.
Cardinals, the actual Cardinals here. I had to make sure because I had that trade. Cardinals on the clock. Let you go first, Matthew.
This is from Houston, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I think Arizona Cardinals 2024 draft is going to pick cornerback out of Alabama, Power-Aid McKinstry.
Power-Aid. Oh, you're messed up now. He's coming to look for you now.
Come on, I got some sugar. No, never mind, never mind. Don't sound right. Never mind. I walked right into that one, guys.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. You definitely got some sugar, all right.
No ditty here. No ditty.
All right. Eric, who you got here?
I got the Arizona Cardinals selecting offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, Arizona.
Okay. I had him taking Darius Robinson, defensive tackle from Missouri. All right, we're getting near the end right here. I see the end is in sight. 28th pick. I know Eric had somebody different here because he had the Bills moving up. So, Eric, who you got first? Who's this pick for?
The Denver Broncos.
Right.
Pick from the Buffalo Bills, and they draft who you said earlier, quarterback Bo Nix, Oregon.
So you still have Bo Nix.
I'm getting quarterback, but I got them moving back in the draft to get them.
Okay. Matthew.
I think the Buffalo Bills are going for wide receiver, Oregon State, Troy Franklin.
Yeah, I agree with Eric when he was talking about Buffalo, but I think they're going to wait it out. And Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver from LSU, would be here. So I got them taking him there. They definitely.
I was going back and forth between him and Troy Franklin for this spot here.
All right. The hometown, the team that's hosting the draft this year, the young upstart team who was just a few plays away from making the first Super Bowl, Detroit Lions on the clock at number 29. Matthew, who you got?
Thanks. Cornerback is coming next out of Clemson, Nate Wiggins.
Okay. All right, Eric, who you got?
I got Camden White. Clay McKinstry, cornerback, Alabama, going to Detroit.
And this is where I got Graham Barton coming in. He gets picked here out of Duke, going to the Lions. How, guys? You know, this draft thing, I love the fact that they're moving the draft around from place to place now. It's not stuck in New York like it used to be. Next year it's going to be in Green Bay. So I saw Gaddis today in the store, and Gaddis was talking about his bucket list. Two of the things on his bucket list, one was to go to a Super Bowl, and one was to go to an NFL draft. So we're holding out hope that sometime before we leave this earth, that maybe the draft will come to Charlotte, and that may be a Final Score road trip right there. Go to the draft in Charlotte that one year if it comes around anytime soon.
Well, if Gaddis goes to the Super Bowl, I'm watching Super Bowl, hoping, anticipating to watch Dallas.
Oh, look at this. Yeah. Kool-Aid, lockdown corner, Camden White, Kool-Aid.
Yes,
I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. All right. Oof. This next pick. Leave a bad taste in my mouth. hold on. I gotta go punch a bench right in the middle of an important football game. Y'all hold on 1 second.
All right.
Number 30, the Baltimore Ravens with the best running back playing quarterback in football today. Who you got, Eric?
Got somebody trying to protect them. Patrick Paul, offensive lineman, Houston.
Okay. Matthew?
Well, I think the Raiders are going to.
The Raiders? I bet the Raiders.
Hold on a minute. This is going to be a Raiders trade from the Ravens.
Oh, another trade. Good Lord.
Yeah, another trade. So, and I think because the Raiders, they need a quarterback. And I think this is where y'all's boy, Michael Penix Jr., come in.
Wow. Okay. I had him taking Tyler Guyton to protect the best running back playing quarterback in football today. MVP. Last two picks here, guys. The NFC champions up first, the San Francisco 49ers. And you think about this, guys, with the 49ers. The clock is ticking on the 49ers. That window is open to win a Super Bowl, but it's going to go down soon. You've got all these big salaries. You've got McCaffrey. You got Warner. You've got Kittle. You got Debo. Brandon Ayuk wants some money. And guess what?
Heard it.
Mr. Irrelevant sitting back there, he's going to want some money too. So the window, you may have to retool this team before too long. So who do you got at 31, Matthew, for the 49ers?
Well, I think 49ers are going wide receiver because Brandon Ayuk is I don't think he's going to return because he wants his bag. And this guy's from Texas, Adonai Mitchell.
Okay, Eric had him earlier.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eric, who you got?
I've got the 49ers getting some offensive line with Blake Fisher, offensive lineman, Notre Dame.
Okay. Here's the thing about Ayuk that may keep him, or either San Francisco is going to have to move down their demands. They want too much for him right now in a trade. They want a first-round pick. But guess what? These teams aren't going to give you a first-round pick right now unless they get totally desperate. Eric's froze up there. Eric, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, you're just froze. That's all. they're going to have to come off something like that, you know, a first-round pick. I was listening to some podcast today, and one of them suggested, like, the Steelers are a team interested in Ayuk. And the guy was saying, hey, let's not give up a first-round pick. Let's swap first-round picks because this is going to be – you're not going to be able to pay him what he wants. So let's swap first-round picks. We'll give you our 20, and we'll take 31st. And then, you know, you've got that off your board, but doubt that will happen. But, all right. Eric, did we get your pick?
Yeah, I did. Blake Fisher, offensive line.
All right. Last pick of the first round, 32nd pick, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs. Who you got, Eric?
Well, this is the one I made a trade earlier with the Dolphins.
Right.
And the Dolphins selecting – I'm not going to say they need this position because they don't. But I feel like McDaniel, he cannot stand it. And he's all about speed. Why not get the fast play to ever run a 40 in the draft and get Xavier Worthy, wide receiver, Texas?
I like him.
Yeah, he's a –
You gonna put speed on speed with
him and Waddle, and I mean, why not learn from the best?
Yeah,
it's true. Yeah.
Makes sense.
All right, Matthew, who you got?
I got Chiefs going with a wide receiver out of Western Kentucky, Malachi Corley.
Okay. I had him taking the offensive tackle, Kingsley Smata from BYU. Gaddis also had Xavier Worthy. Going to the Chiefs. So, yeah, that's the first round, guys. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, tune in. I don't know which one. Is there a particular one? I mean, do you watch ESPN only or do you watch NFL Network only, guys? Who do you guys watch?
NFL Network.
Yeah, I actually switch back and forth.
Yeah, I do too, but the NFL Network app works better on my phone, so I use that one most of the time.
Who is going to be doing the draft? Yeah, there was actual talk that Bill Belichick might be helping cover the draft this year. And, you know, me and Gaz were talking about it, and he's going to have to come off a lot better than he does in his press conference. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
He go, well, so and so, yeah. I mean,
well, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, they select 9-4.
I don't know about that pick.
Yeah,
I would probably would have picked somebody. Did you guys hear? Speaking of Belichick, did you guys hear about Arthur Blank, the owner of the Atlanta Falcons, when they were interviewing Belichick for the job? Robert Kraft and him were talking and said Robert Kraft told him you can't trust Belichick.
Yeah, I heard that. I've seen that.
Yeah, I heard that.
Talking about stabbing somebody in the back. I mean, geez. How do you do that to a guy that's done all that for you all these years? There must have been some really – really bad blood between those two when he left.
Well, they sure put on a good show at the at his what do you call it?
Press conference.
Yeah, last press conference. They sure put on a show.
Yeah.
He was like in tears.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. I don't know about that. I just thought that was kind of bad. All right. We get a little bit off subject here. We talked about the NFL. And the last show we did, we talked a lot about the NBA. NBA playoffs have started. How about them Lakers so far? How they doing? How they doing up there?
They are freaking – I mean, they made a meme about it, and it's the truth. If the Lakers would have lost to the Pelicans – they would have, if I'm not mistaken, they would have played the Thunder, which would have been a heck of a lot better matchup. But you win and play the freaking Denver Nuggets, you might get one game, might. The Denver Nuggets, let's be honest, they are a good basketball team.
They are.
Well, let me ask y'all one question. What happened? Let's see, game two. Lakers were up by 20.
Yes.
In the second half, blew that lead, lost the game. LeBron, wide open three to win the game. Then Murray from the Nuggets hits a jumper over Anthony Davis to win the game. Guys,
goats don't do that.
I hate to beat a dead horse, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a couple more shots here. Jordan would have never missed a wide open three. Not in that part of the game. Yeah, go ahead and talk about he missed a three that would have won game one against the Lakers, but he had a big old Sam Perkins in his face. He wasn't wide open. And let me tell you this, he wasn't wide open after he pushed off the guy to get the guy to the floor so he would be wide open on that shot. The goat, though. Yeah. Bah, bah. Yeah. Go eat another tin can, goat.
Y'all, Steve is going to his rant.
Yeah. So,
just the problem I got with it. We'll do that next week. We're going to do the MJ LeBron debate. Do that next week. Everybody that's watching. But the thing, I'm not going to go with the Jordan thing saying missing the open shot. Missing the open shot. What made me more upset, And it should have made a lot of well, I'm not a Lakers fan, but Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant would have guarded Jamal Murray on that last shot.
Well, he was tired, buddy. He was tired.
He patted Anthony Davis, looked like right on, excuse my language, right on his ass, and said, "You got him." Like, no, that ain't what you're supposed to do, buddy. That's your man.
Did you see the press conference after the game when they asked Anthony Davis what happened on that last play? He said Jamal Murray made the shot, and he walked off, and he was ticked off. Right. Maybe there's some might be some bad blood there.
I mean, it's I feel like Anthony Davis still played good defense on it. Jamal Murray just made a heck of a shot. I mean, good.
He did.
Better offense.
Watch LeBron after this season. How long has he been with the Lakers?
I think it's four or five seasons.
Okay. Before he retires.
It can't be that much because the first year he played, was he in the bubble when he took him, or was that the year before? It's not
the year before, I think.
Yeah. But anyway, watch him request to go to another team if they don't win the playoffs.
He's just like we talked about Deion earlier, guys, and him – saying he was going to let them know which team could draft his boys and his players. LeBron's doing the same thing with Bronny.
Well, yeah.
LeBron's playing favorite, wants him to play favorites for his son.
Going to the Denver Nuggets.
After he averaged a whole 3.6 points a game last year in college.
He's going undrafted. That's why I feel.
No, he's not. He's not going undrafted.
He's going to go
undrafted. He's going drafted because of his daddy. Daggum well, Eric Sawyer. He is not going undrafted. They ain't going to let that happen. LeBron is not going to let that happen. If he has to make Space Jam 3, he is not going to let that happen. With Bronny, the draft of Bronny, Space Jam 3, because of that.
And this time he's going to have Looney Tunes in it. He's going to have Mickey Mouse in the clubhouse. With Donald Duck.
I'm telling y'all, if y'all think that boy is not gonna get drafted, you know, I've got some bridges over here I'm gonna sell you guys, because LeBron James will come out with the biggest rant ever in the NBA if his son doesn't get drafted. Y'all are holding it against him, or he'll say something like that. Give me a break. No, the thing we're holding against you is your son only averaged 3.6 points a game in college, and you think he's going to declare for the draft? How many players do you know, Eric and Matthew? How many college players score 3 or 4 points a game in their only season in college and declare for the draft?
Well, you got a lot of these people. They're just saying he's NBA ready. I mean, he's more – and I'm not saying he's not an NBA-type player, because we talk about that all the time. We talked about it before. Some players are really good in college and trash in the NBA, and some guys come from college that, I mean, you don't think's that good, and then go to the NBA and they do good. And I feel like Bronny is not ready. I'm going to say that first. Bronny is not ready. But Bronny is – I feel like he's a pretty good, from what I seen in high school and the little bit I watched him last year, I do feel like Bronny, not saying a score, obviously, but Bronny does play really good defense.
How many defensive players you see get drafted in the NBA?
Not many.
How many guys that play great defense but don't score on offense get drafted in the NBA draft, declare for the NBA draft? You don't see anybody. He's going to get drafted because of who his daddy is. And it's not fair to the kid. I'll go ahead and say that. I'm not – this is – what I say is, and by no means aimed at that kid. He can't help who his daddy is. He can't help if people might favor him because of who his daddy is. I'm not saying that. But Michael Jordan's son played – both of his sons played college basketball. Guess what?
They were trash.
They were trash too. Do you think they played in the NBA? No. They sure didn't declare for the draft after the first year. Daddy will get me drafted. Daddy will get me on the Bulls team. Daddy will get me that. No.
Well, I don't think.
I mean, this is ridiculous, dude. I mean, if it won't, if his name was Bronny Sawyer, do you think he would be drafted in NBA after what you saw from that first season? No.
Be playing in Taiwan.
Maybe. He might be playing at the Northeast alumni game.
Yes.
Maybe. playing man to man. Let's go man to man. And then somebody goes two or three times up and down the court. We got to go back to zone. Somebody. I'm not saying any names on that, though.
I think you cannot. I think it should be prohibited to declare to go to NBA in your first year. I think you should have to have at least – you should be at least a junior.
Well, it used to be – that used to be the case, but that's dead and gone. Yeah, back when I was watching it, you had to be at least a junior to
I think it should go back to that because you got to give the time – you got to give the kids time to mature and grow and be better. I mean, you're just throwing this kid, you know, in open water. And he don't, you know, he barely knows how to swim. You know what I mean?
I wanted to say something here, and I've always said this my whole life. College football should do it too. At least 2 years, because you get a degree in 2 years. If you're going to school, and I'm giving you a full ride to come to my school, you need to give me 2 years. At least get a degree. I mean, you should earn a degree.
Well, the same goes for. In football, when you got these guys that get scholarships and then they play the whole season, but when they don't make the bowl or the playoffs, they decide to sit out the bowl games.
Ooh,
I mean, what if that school pulled your scholarship and you had to pay the rest of the year to go there? How would you feel about that? You wouldn't feel too good about that. I mean, they made a commitment to you. You need to make a commitment to them.
That's right.
Oh.
See, the problem is these kids, you know, they want the money now. It's not about getting better and representing who you're with. It's immediately getting to the top so you can get the money and do anything with it. And who's that guy that posts pictures of the guns and stuff?
John.
Who?
John
Moran.
Oh yeah,
just do stupid stuff. You know what? That's my point.
And keep doing it after. Keep doing that after they warned him the first time. They punish him one time, and he keeps doing it. So, I'm like you guys. Some guys just ain't ready. They're just immature. But Bronny James. Probably a great guy. I don't know him, of course, but dude. And look, how much scrutiny do you think this guy's gonna come under if he doesn't perform like I think he's not going to? How much scrutiny do you think this kid's gonna get?
Oh, it's gonna
ridiculous. It's
gonna be terrible.
It's always gonna be like that. Same thing. All right, we'll go NFL right here. I mean, any of these great athletes, you live under the shadow of your father or your mother. I mean, you know, whatever it is. Say Marvin Harrison goes to the NFL and becomes a straight bust. He's going to be, you know, well, you sure won like your daddy.
Sure ain't your daddy. Yeah.
Set us all down.
Yeah, I mean.
Like a family curse. Like a family disgrace.
I mean, you look at some of these second-generation guys that didn't make it, like Barry Sanders' son.
All right.
I mean, you're going to get compared to him. Walter Payton's son, who played at Miami in college. You know, I think his name was Jarrett Payton. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing him on the field, but he didn't turn out to be like his dad. And, I mean, you're going to – and I admire these guys that had dads like that. The fact that they want to take on that mantle and try to be whatever profession your dad was in, you want to do it to, and you want to get constantly compared to your dad. I mean, more power to you, bud, because I'm like, whew, I definitely couldn't live up to Shady Grady's reputation that he put on this earth while he was here.
But see, not everybody, today's society, especially in sports, you know, since we're talking about it, it's always they got to have a piggyback with something, rather if it's, you know, their dad was a basketball player, or they got the money, they're a rich kid, and they, you know, they can do that because they went to the school.
Right.
It's always something's piggybacked all the time now, which makes it not fair for the ones that worked hard to get there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. So, next week, we'll continue this. I might have a little surprise in the works for Mr. Bazemore and Mr. Sawyer, because you young bucks, y'all going 2-on-1 against old Stevie Reno up here. Guess what? I might have found me a tag team partner to challenge Sawyer and Bazemore here. So be ready. Be ready. Have your ducks in a row.
Give me a call. Let's come up with a game plan. We're going to get a huddle again.
I think if Donnie Mullen's still watching this show, he's done messed with me. He is waiting for that show.
Get ready, Donnie Mullen, because next week, hopefully next week will be the week where we finish up this discussion, this debate between it. And I promise you, it'll be an interesting show. If my surprise tag team partner works out, it'll be an interesting show. No doubt about it. Okay. I don't want to scare you guys or nothing like that. Just get ready. Might have Mr. Round Mound of Rebound come up here with us, Mr. Barkley. You never know.
Well, I'm gonna bring LeBron James up here and see what you got to say then.
Well, guess what? You know, he'll be flopping all over the place as soon as the microphone cuts on.
Don't go through the roof.
We need a ref in this.
my voice will probably, the vibration from my voice will knock him down, and he'll be holding his head. Yeah, you know, come on, dude. Come on. All right. Any last words, Eric?
No, sir. But as I always say, oh, fuck them Cowboys. But great show. Thought the mock draft went really good, and looking forward to, like you said, next week with the Jordan LeBron debate.
Jordan rules.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So, Matthew.
Nope, no last words. I enjoyed it. It's my second year doing the mock draft, and it's fun. It really is fun, and I'm ready for the draft to start, so I can see, you know, where everybody lands and how everybody does, so we can get that free visitation to see Morgan Wallen in prison.
I saw that on that text.
But I enjoyed it, and you know, it's an honor, you know. Thank you, Stevie.
Oh, man. I'm just glad you guys agreed to do it with me. Make sure to watch tomorrow night, guys, and keep up with how many you get right. And like I said, Eric, being the first time you've done one like this, you're going to see. Oh, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I got his first pick right, second pick right, third pick right, trade. Oh, crap.
That'll
probably be it right now. That's
it. If you get it, I think mine went. I got my last year. I messed up around third pick or fourth pick, and it was done after that. It was like all screwed up.
It's worse than picking your March Madness bracket. I'm telling you.
You
can't say, you can't look it down the way and say, okay, well, that team I picked them, maybe they'll catch me up there. No, there ain't no other team to catch you up. So you just got to hope people pick something different than what you thought later on. So. Anyway, all right, guys, that's going to do it for this week. The mock draft is over. Get ready for, you know, we did an hour and a half here. Me and Gaddis did over an hour and a half. So get ready for almost 4 hours of NFL mock draft this week on the Final Score. And you guys be checking us out on our YouTube page. Give us a subscription. Subscribe. Give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast at, whether it's Apple Music, Spotify, Podchaser, Good Pods, wherever you listen to your podcast at. Give us that 5-star review. And check out, I started doing something a little different this week on my days off. I came in here early. It was 7 o'clock for you guys to give you I did the Monday morning drive and the Tuesday morning drive. Whether you were getting ready at 7 o'clock or you were already on the way to work at 7 o'clock, you could tune in. We talk about a little bit of everything. So the days I'm off, I'll probably start doing that a little bit, maybe like an hour, hour and a half. Depends on how much is going on in sports and the entertainment world. But you guys make sure you check that out. That'll be on the podcast as well. So for Eric Sawyer, for Matthew Bazemore, and myself, we'll see you next time. You guys have a great week, and we'll see you next time on The Final Score.